Yo, GMGM, everyone, how una day? I want to welcome you to another episode of the Pigeon Parlor Crypto Podcast, where una will bring you better to read about cryptocurrency and everything with a sub for the crypto space. Today, I am very, very excited because I get the Obonge Orion for the studio today. And he won't give us better gist about what they happen for African Bitcoin and what they solve for what they do. Before we further on, I won't make him give us introduction about himself and what they do for this space.
Okay, thank you. My name is Orion. Some people they pronounce him as Orion, but me, I pronounce them as Orion. So, I be one of the representatives from African Bitcoiners. And what do they do? No hack. You know, be something where get plenty talk, you know, get long talk. Our work now, we be Bitcoin community for Africa. One of the biggest Bitcoin community in Africa. You understand? So, our work now, just say, we coordinate Bitcoin things. We they teach people about Bitcoin. They teach people about Bitcoin, like make them learn the waiting, because you know, say a lot of people from Africa don't really understand Bitcoin. A lot of people they see, some people still they see Bitcoin as maybe gambling, all those gambling stuff or fraud or fraudulent coins or something. And some people never see really grab and wear like that. So my waiting be our work be that. So I think that just summarizes it. Our work basically now, we teach people about Bitcoin. We bring, we try lecture people. We have courses that that people can take and make them learn Bitcoin. We have a lot of other things, sure. So now I'm building. But if you get any other, maybe as the podcast they go, as the talk they go on, I go explain more on the things we will do. Maybe point out some kind of things where people go need learn and where they go find us. But this, the summary and the basic introduction be say, our work for this ecosystem, the crypto ecosystem in Africa, we specialize for Bitcoin, teaching people waiting Bitcoin be, trying to show them how to buy it, sell it, all those small things. So that's it.
So thank you, Orion, for the feedback where you give us about introduction and what you do. And in fact, if I won't call your name before, now Orion I go call him, but as you don't tell us how they sub. So Orion sweet for my mouth. So yeah. The next question we say, African Bitcoiner, Shena African team, or you una get branch for, let's say, US or America or India. So waiting be Shena African team or na like a global body where una just they maintain the African aspect of the project, and why una focus on the African market specifically?
Correct, sharp. So this thing they very easy, like as the name they imply, African Bitcoiners, an African team. But as the thing they be now, Africans from different countries. So we get Nigerians for our team. We get people from Kenya. We get people from South Africa. We get people from Ghana. We get people from Zimbabwe. You understand? So this thing is just collection of people from different African Bitcoiners from different countries in Africa, and we mainly focus on Africa because we understand. Say maybe we bought them. Them now them some if we talk say now them start Bitcoin you get so the reason why we focus for Africa gone and because we believe say Bitcoin say Africans need Bitcoin because over here our money they usually depreciate because they will get plenty back government and all those kind of things so we believe say if we teach Africans about Bitcoin and they can't understand and where come begin use them, come begin buy and come begin save money for Bitcoin, come begin they use Bitcoin, they do things. You understand? They are they know they work, they waste money because I take Nigeria for example now. Most people where they Nigeria, where they save money for Nigeria. Imagine person where been they save money for Nigeria for from 2015. The money where him been saved from for 2015 by now go don't useless. Or maybe nobody say go don't useless, but go don't lose value. Because say
so.
Because the Nigerian money they depreciate, you get. So we can't notice say we don't understand Bitcoin to some level. Can't see say if we teach our fellow Africans about this thing and make them come understand them very well, this thing will even go actually better their life. Oh. It will help them understand say they feel manage their finance, they feel hold their money, they feel put their money where you know they no go feel you know go lose value over time. Instead, they go appreciate. But now the problem we say we can't understand say nobody to just tell people about Bitcoin. A lot of people go come hear about them. You can't they fear. You can't they talk say we don't hear this thing can't be like another Ponzi again. You get? And so we can't take them upon ourselves. Say our work go be make we they teach people, Africans basically. You get why it be the reason why it be Africans now because we understand say now Africans need and go. Oh, Iboman fi no really worry about Bitcoin because maybe in get work when they do all these kinds of things no they worry about. In money no they depreciate like Africans own. You get? So now why we come reason say now Africans go be the best and now Africans go be the best place to focus on. No, we focus on our brothers. They go even feel understand our language. You get? I feel they explain something now. I feel speak Yoruba or Igbo or Hausa give Nigerian person. My colleague from Zimbabwe, if they speak, feel they teach, I mean, go still using local language. That way now, it go there easy to pass this knowledge to fellow African brothers and sisters. You understand? So now why we focus on Africa, basically. And we are purely Africans. All of us for the team are Africans. Nobody know Oyibo man, they don't know any, nobody foreign, nobody Oyibo company or something. Now Africans by African community. Coordinated and run by Africans. I don't know whether I make better sense. Oh, I answer your question, sir.
When I try. But I the reason say now my bias be this, and I believe say many people will go the reason listening to this podcast go also get question like me, and the question be okay. Why una focus on BTC alone? Because if waiting you talk really suppose happen for Africa, maybe una for don't focus for USDT, maybe African USDT community or say other crypto no be crypto. Why can't focus?
I like this question because I know say this particular question now they cause wahala. See this question we ask now. It usually cause wahala everywhere. Now make I explain something first. Nobody say other cryptos, nobody crypto. But again, this is not follow for one of the things where we teach people. He gave fundamental understanding about crypto and waiting crypto, gang, especially Bitcoin, waiting it stand for. You understand? Now, I give you a brief, very quick explanation. Bitcoin is decentralized as much as other cryptos. Now, something like ETH, see also they decentralized. Some other ones where I know feel maybe I don't remember their names. But the reason why we focus on Bitcoin, we say Bitcoin is the only crypto. If you fact check this thing, why I want to talk, man. Bitcoin is the only cryptocurrency where gets complete decentralization. Like say, no single person fee manipulate, change anything on their own on the Bitcoin protocol on the Bitcoin blockchain. Nobody anywhere has that power to make it for effect change on Bitcoin blockchain on its own. Before, let me give you very quick rundown. You get people where they call Bitcoin maintainers. You get people where be say normal Bitcoin devs. Then you get people where be node runners and you get miners. All these people work hand in hand. Even me and you like this now, where they, if you run a small node on your phone, you don't begin contribute to waiting to happen for Bitcoin. ASAP. Now, what this talk mean? Miners, Bitcoin miners, now people where their work now to confirm transactions. They get power on their own. Their own power, shall they? Now, people will run node. Now, people, now just, okay, to run node, this one, plenty long talk, but make I just shorten up. To run a node for Bitcoin network, now simply to download the Bitcoin software for your phone, activate them, you don't begin run node for your phone. You must, as a person where they run node, still get power on top of the network. Now, that node, they get different types of node anyways. But that one, now why I talk, say I don't go enter that one because it's deep. So, you now talk about developers. Developers now, people where they work now to implement changes to the Bitcoin network, to the Bitcoin blockchain. Now, these developers can be anybody. If you be programmer now, and you can't learn Bitcoin, you can't learn blockchain development. If you join Bitcoin, if you join the forum, I think Bitcoin devs, they get forum where if you join. If you see something where you feel like, say, you go make sense if they add them for Bitcoin, you go propose that thing. When you propose, other devs go look. They go look what you propose. They go look your code. They go look and after they don't look and finish, you go come defend why these things should be added. You understand? Now, those people where their work be, those ones where they call Bitcoin core maintainers, now 5 people that they usually be. 5. And these 5 people, they randomly pick them. Nobody, if you wake up tomorrow, tell you, say, your own, you don't do finish, come out, make another person enter. That's how they do it. Now, 5 people, core maintainers. Now, those people, these core people, core maintainers work now. Now, after you don't, let's say, person don't propose a change to Bitcoin network, and the community of developers don't look and finish, say, this makes sense, and say, if you work, and they no go distort network, then those 5 people, now the last people who can look them, them now old, very experienced developers, you understand? Where don't they contribute for a long time? Now from there, they usually pick those 5 people. Now they go and look now, do the final check and all those things. Make sure, say, you follow the protocol rules and everything before they go and implement them for the main code. And they go and approve them. Everybody go and begin use. You can begin download that software, come begin use them. Now, the important thing is, say, inside our 5 people, on those 5 people now, no fit collaborate, do something. Change the code. They no fit. Because if they change them, waiting we be normal users, maybe person where they run node or miners go do, now to just reject their own implementation. So you understand that Bitcoin, they completely decentralized. Nobody in this life fee dictate waiting will happen on top Bitcoin on their own without the agreement of others. But if you look other cryptos, like me now, normally I know they like talk about other crypto, making it be like say I talk bad about them. But in this essence now, I guess explain and make you understand why we focus on Bitcoin. Other cryptos like Ethereum now, they give people way get power over the code if we change the code. You understand? They give people way if we change these things without anybody interfering on it. Initially, Some Ethereum been the run proof of work. What did they call proof of work now?
Consensus mechanism.
Consensus mechanism. Thank you. But they can't change them to proof of stake. In the sense that, now, best way you go stake your Ethereum, make you forte the validate Bitcoin Ethereum transaction. Sorry, and the main development of Ethereum. The founders of Ethereum get power to change anything there without anybody's consent. And now so it be for several other different networks.
Not Satoshi no fi wake up like this, change things.
Now waiting I want make people. Anybody will go listen to this thing and make you understand them. Satoshi, wherever he is, no matter where in. Even if it's an American government, be Satoshi, they know if he get up tomorrow, go change something for Bitcoin code. That is the beautiful part of Bitcoin, where a lot of people never understand. Nobody, even the US government, as powerful as they are, they know if he wake up tomorrow morning, carry, they get, obviously, the US government gets super developers. Their military gets super intelligent people. But they no fit interfere with the Bitcoin network. I tell you, say these five main people, these guys where I call maintainers, where be their where their work now to push code into the Bitcoin core. Themselves gone no get power to initiate change without the community accepting it. If they initiate a change, what did the community go simply do? Now we will go break off, follow another chain. We've been maintain that original thing. Then that is where you get waiting that they call fork. To fork a blockchain. To fork a blockchain, they get soft fork and hard fork. Make I give you an example of one of these forks where we don't get for Bitcoin, because Bitcoin don't get fork before. If you know Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, I sabi am.
Bitcoin Cash is a fork from the Bitcoin network. Mm-hmm. Bitcoin Cash is a fork from the Bitcoin network. And waiting make Bitcoin Cash break away. Now be say you reach one time around, I can't remember exactly that time, but now sometime around 2015 or so. Can't remember exactly. They can't get this dispute among the community. Say, may they increase Bitcoin, may they increase the transaction file, like block file, sorry. Because block file, original Bitcoin block file are 1 MB. So all the transactions will go enter that place, no go past 1 MB before to make a block. So this, some people want to claim, say, some people want to talk, say, for Bitcoin to scale and run millions of transactions over time, that they gas increase the block size. Now, you get what they call blockchain trilemma. Blockchain trilemma simply means, oh, this is why they talk now long. Normal person no just understand them. So blockchain trilemma simply
we don't record podcasts, we don't address all these things. So it is our files.
Okay, beautiful, better. I like them. Say person, at least person don't talk about them. And so I just want to touch this thing so I can make my point. And so because of that blockchain trilemma, we say you guys balance security, privacy, and one other thing. You get one other thing.
Scalability.
God bless you. Hey. So because of that, in some parts, can't talk to you. No, they know one break off.
And same scalability. Way we maintain that
1 MB. Say if we increase 1 MB, if we increase them from 1 MB, say normal person no fear run node again because the blockchain data go complainty. You understand? Now this fight can't do. Some people can break, enter Bitcoin Cash, while some people maintain for the blockchain, for the normal Bitcoin blockchain. So you can notice that at the end of the day, majority is still there on top of the normal Bitcoin blockchain. So even if anybody wake up tomorrow now, write code, say, or maybe one of those maintainers now wake up now, say, he won't push code, he won't push something, where the community no accept, where majority of the community, because it has to be majority of the community no accept them. They could just leave you for your own chain, go another chain, continue the thing from there. It's as simple as that. Now, why Bitcoin sweet? Now, why blockchain sweet? You understand? So the reason why we focus on Bitcoin is because it has complete decentralization. Nothing like person where if he come from anywhere tomorrow, say he won't effect one change or something. No. Or he won't do something. He won't increase block size, or you won't make I even explain something to you. Make I give you just a very quick tip. You know, say this Bitcoin limit will be 21 million. They feel increase them. It is possible, not could. But the point be say the community will not accept it. Because person will write the code, get reason why you write them. And he explain the reason, and everybody understand the reason why the thing be like that. So anytime we won't do anything, we go against the normal rules where Bitcoin follow. The community will just reject your blockchain and your side of the chain and enter the normal chain. As simple as that, your own becomes obsolete and useless. So you understand. But these other cryptos now, they are just, I feel just talk say they be almost the same thing as fiat, but fiat running on blockchain. Because the government fees still go hijack them. You understand? The government fees still hijack this platform, but the American government, Chinese government, Russian government put head together. The money where they go spend to hijack Bitcoin, you better make they use and buy Bitcoin. Nobody said they will be hijacking because obviously in a big countries than be. But the money where they go spend and the energy and time and resources they go spend to hijack Bitcoin, as Bitcoin not there now, it better for them to just buy Bitcoin rest. That's the truth now. So that would be the reason why we see Bitcoin solely as the only genuine decentralized cryptocurrency, which anybody in the world can partake in, anybody in the world can use it. Nobody gets, nobody they tell you, say, make me no use Bitcoin. Nobody get mind to tell you, no. If you wake up tomorrow, if you become programmer now, and you decide, say, you won't be a Bitcoin contributor, wake up tomorrow, enter their forum, begin contribute your, even if you know be programmer, make I even talk, say, maybe you'll be copywriter, maybe you'll be product manager. You can't see, say, get one thing where they supposed to ask for Bitcoin, we go spice them up. You join the forum. You contribute. If everybody look the contribution, look, say, oh, this is the way this person talk now. Makes sense. They go, okay, make I give you another example. One of the examples of one of these examples of these contributions, we say, you know what thing they call SegWit? You know what thing they call SegWit address? Okay. This is technical. Now, SegWit address. Now, that address where you, if you want to send Bitcoin, you go see small letter A, B, blah, 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 blah. And they usually start up.
I sabiam.
That's in a SegWit address. Now, what did SegWit do for Bitcoin? Now, SegWit, now because of SegWit implementation, now it make us get what they call Lightning Network today. You don't hear Lightning Network, Abby? Good and fine. Now, SegWit Network, now person bring them, him be no day Bitcoin before. So, as everybody, they look how they want to scale Bitcoin, so you go feed, they carry more transactions. One unknown guy, nobody even know that guy till today. Now, unknown person, we be programmer, come write the code, come propose, say, make we implement SegWit. Come explain the code, explain how the thing will work, explain how they go feel link and make people where they use, even if you know upgrade, if you see they run your blockchain and everything will they move smoothly. As they talk and finish, fight can start. They fight, they debate and more. Until the whole community can understand, say, okay, make I even tell you, miners been no agree upgrade when SegWit was implemented. So immediately the fight started. Users, because people will really get power for Bitcoin, people will really get finance for Bitcoin, are normal users. And then be really people where they run node. If you don't meet normal person, go tell you, if you, I don't know whether you don't see all these things, we be saying, person go tell you, if you're a real Bitcoiner, run a node. I don't know whether I don't see that in somewhere.
I won't ask yourself, waiting me, make person run note? Because we talk, say, ordinary person feel run note. And waiting be advantage if I wake up, say, I won't start to the run note.
Good. Now, if you won't start to the run note, to run a node, now simply, it is technical, but if you go online, you go see directions on how to do it. Now, just technical stuff, but you go see that plenty directions on how to run node, don't they? They get light node, they get full node. Now, full node, now people wait. Now, okay, to run node in a layman term, now to download the Bitcoin blockchain to download the Bitcoin software and the Bitcoin blockchain on your PC, let's say your laptop, and you activate it. Now, basically, where they run node, basically, to run node is more like to run a wallet. I think something like that, yes. Now, if you're running a node, you can verify transactions. You are not a miner. Now miners have run full nodes. Normal people we like me and you now, we just want they follow, contribute to the community, to the Bitcoin network. We run what we call light nodes. So you can just simply go online, download the Bitcoin blockchain and software on your light nodes. Light nodes doesn't download the full blockchain, but full nodes download the full blockchain, which is from Genesis transaction. The current transaction, that is a full node, but light nodes just take the Genesis transaction and then the most current transactions and then sync it. This thing are just some the way they're very technical. But if you're running a node, you are more like you just be like say you run a personal wallet. If you're running a node, you are more private than person where they use wallet. You understand? So if you're running a node now, you feel send transaction from your node, if you receive, if you generate address, you feel verify transaction. So if you're running a node, you just be like say they contribute, you just be like say you connect your laptop, your computer to the network and you follow for different computers where they work on the Bitcoin network. It's as simple as that.
Waiting will come be the reward if I do them.
That's the thing now. If you're running a light node, for you, you know get reward and you know they cost you anything. The only way they cost you now say you consume space for your PC and maybe the data where you just go online, go do things, come back. Because you know you are not a miner, but if you be miner, now that time you go come they run special full node on your mining machine. We go come the that time you go come the confirm transactions. But you waiting you they, okay, make I explain why waiting the essence of running nodes. If I send transaction to you now, make I say I won't send Bitcoin to you. Eh? If I send Bitcoin to you, how that thing works in the back end, be say, as I send the Bitcoin to you, it go jump from one node to another node. If I send that to you now and maybe say you get one node where they close to me, the Bitcoin transaction will leave my wallet. And the Bitcoin transaction is not even money that you send. You are just sending a command. You're just sending an information. So when you send that information, say, okay, I won't make you send this money to this person. Make when I move my balance. Make when I minus my balance, credit this person own. They go come check the conditions behind that command where you give. The first node where that command meets, go check them. Say, okay, the conditions make sense. You go send to another node. Then the other node go look, say, okay, the condition makes sense. You go send to the other node. Now, so the thing go move to millions of nodes around the world. But these things happen in split seconds because na program stuff. You understand? So the essence of you running node is just to make the network more robust. If the transaction what I do, where I create, say the rules for the transaction no correct, immediately the first node see I'm go bounce them. In go bounce the transaction. Let's say I send more than what I get for my account, for my wallet. The first node bounces it. That's the reason why you see it doesn't go. The first node where that transaction jam bounces. So if you're running a node, you just be like, say you join for the community of people where they verify what thing that happen for this organization. Because you know, on a normal bank to bank, now make I use bank, explain what thing node they do. If you send money from GTB to UBA, the money go move from GTB, go send direction, say we won't come out this money from this person account, UBA. They go come, okay, we won't send this money from our GTB to your to this person for UBA. UBA go first check, say, okay, this account owner they query for, he day here. They go check, say, yeah, he day. They go look again. Then GTB go look, the account where this person, the money where this person tell us may we send, give this other person for UBA, in get them for account. They go look, say, yes, in get the amount. If we come out our charges, in still get that amount. They look, say, yes, if we come out our charges, in still get the amount. They come say, okay, this transaction is good. They will come alert UBA. Say, we won't send this person money. All these things now, something where they happen for back end. We won't send this person for your side money. Check whether the account they valid to collect. They will come look. Okay, you know they owe us one. You know they restricted or banned. So now we say this account, if you collect this money, I send the money. Very simple. Transactions don't go. But instead of this checkmate happening between just one person, like one bank to the other bank, it happen between plenty other people. You understand? Yeah. So even if UBA, if you wake up now, you won't send money to UBA. Eh? Let's say I won't send money to your UBA. UBA, if you look your account, say, Omo, this person, government say may we shut down in accounts. They go come tell GTB, no, this person cannot receive this account money by now because government say may we shut them down. But you know if it happened for Bitcoin network, because government know if it shut nodes down. You dey get?
Mm-hmm.
So anybody where they run node, if you are running a node as a Bitcoiner, as a person where they use Bitcoin, you are just adding, you just the add strength to the Bitcoin network. Now within this thing simply mean, you just be like a bank on your own. You just be like one branch of the bank. Now wait till it be. Just understand that like that. Say, if you are using the Bitcoin network and you are running node, you just be like one branch of a bank. Simple. Where they follow decide within the sub. So the more people run node, the more the Bitcoin network is big, and the lesser the less possibility to attack the network.
I don't get them. I know say people where they listen to us too, then they feel this conversation. I don't know say deep things they happen like this.
Now why we get our because of these small things now why we get community where we go teach people where they go learn these things. Maybe they understand say this thing is superior financial tool. Bitcoin are the most superior financial tool the world has ever seen. I know they exaggerate giving. If you understand Bitcoin, if you download Bitcoin well for your body, as in for your read both the technical side and the monetary side. You go know say waiting person will create Bitcoin, they suppose find and give them award. Nobody that guy now, anybody will be that person a genius. It's too wise.
So go on. Make we already teach the next question because of our time.
Yes.
So the next question will be, what will be the greatest barrier where they hinder the advancement of Bitcoin for Africa? Where you fish here?
Okay. So far, so good. What will within say now be the greatest barrier? For me, personally, as a person now, what I feel say now be the main barrier? Number one barrier, we say Africans, they fear. We they fear to embrace technology for Africa. We they fear well to embrace technology for Africa. You know, say, make I give an example of what I want to talk now. When the likes of the money points come outside, I be person where they like, where they usually do experiments. When the likes of the money points begin they boom, all these them pay, begin they boom. I go buy something, I go tell the person, you get open, make I do transfer for you. Ingo tell me, wait till you go here now. Those people go wrong with my money. This is the typical thing you will hear. You understand? Those people go wrong with, I they tell you, I know they talk about old mama, I they tell you normal people, young people like me and you. We go school. I don't, plenty young people, we go school. I know they talk about old people. Where they say vegetable for market. No, I they tell you about young people like me and you. Wait till you go hear young person talk. Now they go wrong with my money. I no trust them. In fact, one time where I been argue with person, the guy they tell me say, Opay and Co. no get license from CBN. I just they laugh. So the main thing now, first of all, people they fear one. Secondly, people for this side of the world, we know they learn and we know one learn. When you want to teach person about Bitcoin, you go just be like, waiting be this thing where they talk about self guy, waiting be all this one and thing. And you don't get stereotype. Bitcoin don't get stereotype. Even crypto, so you don't get stereotype. Say, now fraudulent people, they use them. So that stereotype now, not that major issue. Because maybe our young generations understand it. But if you come begin, they carry and go millennials, all those the millennial people now. They go come, they look at all this. Oh, make when I carry this one and thing, come up for year. This thing where they use carry people money run. So that's understanding a serious issue. That's one. Then secondly, another important thing where they cause barrier now, this issue of government regulation. Take for instance Nigeria now. You go see, say maybe the government never really understand what in this thing stand for. So that ban where they give, no matter how you want to talk and say, maybe you feed the wrong Bitcoin from your phone, or they run anything from your net, for your social media. Yes, good and fine, we know. But if to say ban no day, you for see plenty organizations, crypto organizations, Bitcoin businesses springing up. So if you get real life something where people feed they use Bitcoin do, you go see say you go make them easy for people to learn about it. But the fact say governments they ban these things, government they stop these things. Anybody where one start something, or maybe imagine say maybe I come outside now, say make I begin to teach for public. If you go carry me tomorrow morning, go lock me for kiri. You understand? Mm-hmm. So all these ones now follow for waiting they limit the education. But now you know me say we no still they try, we go still they try to do it the much with at least your podcast now. Anybody will listen to it now go learn a lot of things. And if you go, if you can go research, see, can learn more. But that aside, I think the basic three things, make I just mention, and the basic three things we say, first, people they fear, one. Mm-hmm. Secondly, people they ignorant and they don't want to learn, two. Thirdly, we say the government activities, the government ban and all those things, restrictions, follow cause why the education and information know they really spread. As except for people way down online, way don't understand them. But people way know down online, way know they use an average mama and papa, an average person way know they use social media. Most of them don't really know. So now these three things be the basic problem where we get fear, ignorance, and not willing to learn, and then restrictions from government. So I think for me, that these are the basic three things that is hindering it.
In fact, true for my side too. As I mentioned, I might just be saying not true. Because if our governments don't approve this kind of thing, we will get better opportunity, go public.
Yes.
The information where we get. I believe, say, person they will go to listen to me currently, or we go listen to this podcast, we go to reason, say, if I want to join African Bitcoiner communities for Africa, what will be the step where I go take? Share exam day where I go write, or interview day where I go do, or how I feel join and begin to contribute.
Okay, so how we do and be say the community they open. Make I explain how this waiting this community be now. Now we get a team. We get team where they behind the community, where they coordinate things. The team they exclusive. That one I be like, it be like driver or pilot for moto. You understand? So anybody for anywhere, they welcome to join our community. If you search African Bitcoiners on Twitter, you go see our handle there. If you search for Instagram, if you search for Facebook, you go see our handle there. If you follow us, they see things where they post, they follow our programs, they run programs, we get Discord channel. If we join the Discord channel, a lot of people they Discord channel. Plenty people. Plenty people they the Discord channel. If you bring up any question, if you ask any, if you contribute anything, if you talk anything, if you get what you want to learn, if you get what they confuse you, if you approach anybody, ask question, they will teach you free. Nobody they charge you, nobody they collect anything. Now, if you want to join our team, we get what they call, we get program, we get what they call a Bitcoin graduate programs. Yes. We get Bitcoin graduate program. That program, they usually run 6 months. So how would they usually do? I'm not be say, would they publish them? If you go about our social media now, you go see, say, would they publish? Anytime we would pick people, we go publish them. But usually we used to pick people. Would they usually pick people from country, different countries. Maybe we'll pick from Nigeria now. Next day, next year, or next time, we'll pick from Ghana. Next time, we'll pick from South Africa. So if you follow us and you want to, you feel like you've learned about Bitcoin and you want to be among the team that coordinates the community. When the publication, because not be every time, I think the publication is run now, but now for people from Ghana, Zimbabwe, South Africa, and Kenya, 9 day open for now. We don't get Nigerian grads. So we know they publish for Nigerians now. But people from other different African countries feel apply for now. You understand? And so we run this program, we run them once in a while. This program, they open for application once in a while. And other things also. If you check our page, you will see where you will get jobs, Bitcoin jobs, if you don't learn about Bitcoin. So now be the team. Anybody who won't join the team, guys, they follow us up. So you go know when this opportunity go open. The person will apply. If you apply, you go through our screening process. And if you pass, we'll take into the team, then you start training. You are trained for 6 months and you are paid by being trained. So that's the important, now be the important information where anybody where they listen guys know. Just check African Bitcoin as on Twitter. Follow us there. You will see you go to our team, you see our link to our Discord. You can join the Discord. We even get Telegram. We get Telegram channel. We get a Facebook page. We get LinkedIn page. If you just follow us on the updates, the things we share. From there you go. Anytime where the publication for the program comes and Nigerians is open for Nigerians, you apply. If you know be Nigerian and you listen to this, if you go apply, if you pass through the screening, you they pick you, and you start learning more. You get exposed and opened to opportunities. That's the important thing. So.
Alright, Orion, this episode too sweet. Almost in value back to back. Alright, so what will be the future of Bitcoin in the next 5 years for Africa? What will they see? And I will go just round up with that one for today. And any word of advice for anyone who go listen to this particular episode where you feel say if you feel give them.
Okay. Make I start with the first one where you ask. What will be the future of Bitcoin for Africa? Ba? Now, the future of Bitcoin for Africa, we say, Bitcoin for Africa go grow. Now that one na sure banker. This one now, if you carry and go back, go put. Bitcoin for Africa go grow. Because Bitcoin on its own go grow. Now, Bitcoin for Africa go grow because we make more efforts to teach more people about it. Collaborate with a lot of people, just like we did your platform like this now, they talk about them. These are one of the things what we do. So we will see, say, by the next 5 years, say it's too small, make it be, say, over 10 million, 20 million, 30 million, 50 million Africans don't really, really sabi Bitcoin. Like, they use them, maybe just to sabi them. You understand? But our target, as a community itself, go now to have at least 1 billion people in Africa understand Bitcoin and use it. Now our target be that. This is our 25 years target. So you go see, say, no be just a joke with this. Now, advice I will give anybody who will listen to this thing concerning Bitcoin. Now, you need to understand that Bitcoin now, the major Bitcoin, okay, make I just put them very simple. Bitcoin now, the highest financial tool where anybody where did this life fee grab on, invest on, save on, use. Why did I say this? The reason why I talk this thing now be this. Bitcoin value appreciates over time. Bitcoin value appreciates over time. So anybody where they work, as I follow you talk now, make I give you one of, make I tell you, so, as I follow you talk now, I know they keep one kobo for naira, not even dollars. I know they keep one kobo for naira. Everything I get for this life, they inside Bitcoin. I know they, but as I tell you now, if you know, ask me, and I mean, they tell you, I know they keep one kobo. Now, how much I understand Bitcoin, how much we understand Bitcoin with this. So I will advise anybody where they listen to this thing now. If they make money, if they work, they do business, they work for your, where they employ you, or they do business, or they do your, even your normal, even if they do your normal crypto, they see money from the crypto, good and fine. But make sure, say you get where you, they put bit money for Bitcoin. They buy small, they save. They buy Bitcoin small. They forget about what price they do. Don't worry yourself about, say, you rise today, you rise, you fall tomorrow. Forget about that. You don't mean anything. As I they follow you talk now, Bitcoin are 56,000, Abby. Bill has 59,000 a day this morning. Bitcoin are 59,000, they're very cheap. I mean, they tell you, write this thing down somewhere. Today now, 22nd of August, 2024. Write them down. Orion talk, say, for Pigeon Palo podcast, that on 22nd of August, 2024, that Bitcoin, way day 59,000, still day very cheap. I mean, talk them. But we'll check in the next 5 years. So anybody where they listen to me now, if they do business, if they work and they pay you in Naira or France or whatever it is, commot some from your money, if not your savings, anything where they use do savings, put that savings in Bitcoin. In 5 years, you go find my number, buy me something. Now promise what I give you be that. You go find my number, buy me something.
I just be laugh here. you won't carry myself and all my audience. Me just become African Bitcoiner like this.
No. Okay, see, make you understand another thing now. African Bitcoiners, see another important thing now. African Bitcoiners, we know they segregate. I need to make you understand something. We know they segregate. The only thing we say, we tell people this one is the better one. You have your choice to do whatever you want to do. Nobody they pursue you. Anything where you see for that one, collect. You understand? Anything where you see for anything where you do, if you invest for anything, the Iroquois, your business, you know, consign us. But our own now, would they tell you, say, this one are the best. This one are the best. And see reasons why this one is the best. See reason why you guys use them. If you still do your normal hustle, anything where you see for the hustle, collect now your business. Nobody stops you. But you need to understand, anybody where they for this 21st century need to understand Bitcoin. It's very important.
All right. We want to thank you, say you honor our invitation for this particular episode of the Pigeon Fallow
podcast. Let me tweet back, honestly.
I know personally I enjoy the podcast, and I know say people will listen to we go listen to this podcast go enjoy them too, and I will say we feel continue because I know say plenty value there on your inside where you won't share with us, but our time don't go today. I believe say when next we call you, you na go honor our invitation again.
Surely, anytime when you call us, our work now to teach people about Bitcoin. That's in our right. Work. You know, getting us a good people life. As I say, we'll get other product. Uh-huh. But that one, if you visit our website, africanbitcoiners.com, bitcoiners.africa, uh-huh, you can see plenty other things what we do, including book club. We do book club where people they learn about Bitcoin. We have a Bitcoiner test. A Bitcoiner test, test where you go write. If you write, pass. You go get certificate. That certificate, if you present them for any Bitcoin or company, so that maybe if they find job, if you present that certificate, person will see the certificate, you know, it's okay, yeah, this one's a bit about Bitcoin. So it don't give you easy access. It don't give you edge to get job for Bitcoin organization. And we'll get plenty of other things. Uh-huh. So.
All right. Thank you so much, Ryan, for honoring our petition. All our audience, with the listening, with I know, say, you don't get a lot of value for this episode. Until we come to you next week. My name na Crossvik, and I be your major host for Pigeon Parlor Podcast. Make you na enjoy yourself when you listen to this podcast, and make sure say you stay safe, and make sure you say you do your research before you shook your money inside to go shop your eye.